Welcome back to First Generation Professionals, the podcast where we spotlight the journeys of those breaking barriers and building careers as the first in their families to enter the professional world. I'm your host, Melissa Rodriguez. Today we're joined by CSCCI alumnus Zane Gittins, a driven professional working in the ever-evolving field of cybersecurity. From campus projects to industry work, Zane has carved out a path that reflects persistence, purpose, and a love for problem solving. In this episode, we'll dive into Zane's journey from student to professional and explore how he continues to grow in a career that's all about protecting the future. Let's get into it.
I was my major was computer science and then a minor in mathematics. So that was for my bachelor's degree. So yeah, I spent 4 years doing that at CSU Channel Islands and really enjoyed my my time there. Learned a lot from a lot of really good professors. And then I went on to do a master's in computer science afterwards. So also really enjoyed that. And it's been hugely beneficial to my my career.
How did you start your career and what motivated you to pursue this path?
Yeah, so back in undergrad, I was given the opportunity to participate in an internship program that was a partnership with the school and then local businesses nearby. So as a part of that internship program, I worked for Haas Automation as an intern doing cybersecurity kind of work. And, you know, I just found through that internship that I loved. Really love the field. And that's kind of what got me into my career. And then during my master's program, I made the move over to Meisner where I'm at now. I've been loving Meisner as well. It's a great place to work.
Did your background as a first generation student influence any of these choices? And did any specific factors play a role?
Good question. No one in my family had really done computer science, cybersecurity. No one was really technical, so I didn't really have anyone to lean on from that side of things. So I think that internship for me was just really critical, being able to kind of dip my toes, you know, into things and really see if it would be a good fit or not. So I think that's kind of how it came into play for me.
And they understand that you're barely starting to get in the workforce. So I feel like internships are a really beneficial way to just learn and get that hands-on experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Regarding joining the workforce, how was your experience understanding organizational culture and immersing yourself in this new journey?
No, it was good. I think I've been lucky that, you know, my current workplace, we have an awesome culture. So that made the transition really easy for me. I think it, you know, aligned with my own values, and we value integrity a lot here, working hard. We like to recognize everyone's contributions. So yeah, definitely. It aligned well, and I would say it was a pretty easy transition. Some companies are different, you know, along the, all have different kind of morals. So it's just kind of fitting in and figuring out if it's the right fit or not. But for me, I've been lucky that, you know, this company where I'm at now, it was a great fit kind of from the start.
Do you feel as if you were equipped with the appropriate resources to succeed in life in and after university?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I do feel like I was equipped with the right school or the right skills. A lot of the classes that I took were, you know, very much beneficial, useful for that. You know, the communications classes I had. I give a lot of presentations now, so you know, I use those skills all the time. So all the soft skills are so important as well as the hard skills, because a good chunk of my day could be meetings, or, you know, if I've done something technical that's of value to the business, I still need to present it or maybe get buy-in from folks. So all those soft skills are super important, and I feel like I did really get to kind of polish those while I was at.
Were there any professors or mentors during your time in STEM who significantly impacted your development?
Yeah, I think of kind of two right off the bat. So Michael Soltings in the computer science department, he kind of helped set up some of those internships and those opportunities I got. So, if it wasn't for him kind of advocating for me and also building those relationships between businesses and the school, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. And then also Kevin Scribner, who's also another computer science professor, just, you know, his courses, as well as he was the faculty member behind the Network Security Club at the time, which was a club that I attended on campus. So, you know, his involvement in that, I think, was huge just for getting me interested in the field.
Did you participate in any extracurricular activities or organizations related to STEM during your academic journey?
Yeah, at the time I did the Network Security Club kind of towards the tail end of my undergrad and then all through graduate school. And yeah, that was awesome, just meeting with like-minded folks who are all interested in the same thing and could just talk and share stories. And we all wanted to learn more, but you know, it was nice because there wasn't necessarily an assignment due each week. So we're all just meeting to try to learn more and bounce ideas off each other. I think a lot of people are now interested kind of more in AI and that sort of thing. So I think that's
I did
a
see
lot of
that
members
an AI club started on campus.
Yeah, so I think a lot of members have probably moved over there. But I do hope it comes back sometime, because I do love to. There was a for many years it was still running, and me as well as other alumni would go back to CSU Channel Islands, go give presentations at the club, talk to students, that kind of thing. So if it ever comes back, I'll definitely be involved.
How did those experiences in that organization or club complement your formal education and contribute to your personal and professional development?
Yeah, I think the club gave me opportunities to present in front of others. So that was something that, you know, it's a skill I definitely use daily now. And also just contribute, it kind of built that initial network. So I'm still friends with a lot of the people that were a part of that club, but now we're all working at different companies kind of in the field, and we've all stayed in contact. So yeah, that club was huge for building that professional network, as well as just, you know, getting those opportunities to kind of present things in the field.
What kind of challenges did you find building networks and connections within the STEM field as a first gen student?
Good question. You know, maybe one of the challenges is just not having the same amount of, you know, connections to lean on, at least from, you know, just right off the bat. Like I said, no one in my family has really done STEM before. No one knew much about tech. So yeah, I think that could be a little bit of a barrier. But I also think the STEM field, security particularly, is very welcoming. Everyone's trying to raise each other up. So it's just kind of getting past that initial hurdle and continuing to be persistent.
How did you overcome any barriers and establish meaningful relationships with peer, faculty, or professionals?
I try to attend conferences or local events. Those are great ways to kind of meet other people who are interested in the same field. And just, you know, having the courage to strike up a conversation with someone you might never have met before, but, you know, maybe you have a lot in common or you're interested in the same thing. So especially if you're in the same field. So, you know, those are kind of things I did to overcome that, as well as just I stayed in contact with all the same people that I went to school with. And now we're all working at, you know, companies, and we all help each other out as well. Okay, all the peers in your classes you could be working with absolutely in the future.
How did you overcome challenges as a first generation using any strategies or support systems?
Yeah, for me, I think I definitely leverage the professors. So I just tried to build strong relationships with the professors, because you never know who a professor might know. So if you can really shine in their class and, you know, showcase your interest for the field as well as your, you know, your skill set, then you never know what relationships they might have, which might, you know, help you get your first job or internship or, you know, whatever that may be.
How has your education influenced your worldview, critical thinking skills, and personal growth?
I'd definitely say it was a core part of critical thinking. You know, having all those classes that really forced you to, it gave you some tough problems to solve, whether those be, you know, the computer science STEM classes I took, or, you know, classes outside. Even I can think back to like my logic and mathematics class. That was logic and reasoning, like, was really good. I use that all the time. But I think those are definitely kind of formative years for people in undergrad, where it really does kind of establish, you know, who you are.
Can you provide any specific examples of how your education has shaped your perspective on various issues or expanded your understanding of the world?
I had a criminal psychology class. I guess I could think of like a specific example
Mm.
that I took in grad school, actually. It was an undergrad class, but I took it kind of to complement what I was doing on the technical side. And I think that exposed me to, all sorts of ideas and concepts that I wouldn't have been otherwise. I think a lot of the times in STEM, we're always trying to think of how to solve things, very clinically or, mathematically, with a formula. That class went into a lot about like why people do certain things, and I thought that was really interesting.
How did your experience as a first-gen STEM student shape your understanding of your own identity and cultural heritage?
It shaped my identity because I was meeting people who were interested in the same stuff I was, really kind of for the first time. In high school and before, I didn't really have that community that was interested in the same thing I was. But then coming to, through my undergraduate degree, really just was immersed with people who were interested in all sorts of stuff and the same field that I was interested in. So that was, really cool, and I think definitely shaped my identity.
In what ways did your first generation background relate to the subjects that you studied within STEM, and how did that impact your academic pursuit?
I think it was more for me about just having the courage to maybe take some courses that were outside of my comfort zone. And when I did, I found that I really got a lot of value out of those courses.
Were there any specific moments or experiences where you felt the impact of being a first generation student in STEM?
When I graduated, my whole family was so proud because that we had never had anyone in STEM. Before, or really anyone with, a degree of that level at all. So I think I felt it a lot there, just kind of, the pride from my family that I was able to achieve that degree. And, it was only possible because of all the help that they had, given me to get me where I am today.
Were there any specific resources or support systems that you found helpful in navigating the academic and social aspects of college as a first gen student?
I think the Career Center was a lot of help as far as just planning out. I can't remember if it was called the Career Center or not, but I
Could have
think it
been,
was,
yeah.
you'll have to help me out. Yeah, but like they helped me plan out all the courses that I needed to take. That way I would finish my degree on time. And then they also helped me prepare for an interview for that internship I talked about. So that was a hugely beneficial place to go. Kind of coming in and not knowing too much.
How did your family and community react to your decision to pursue a STEM major?
I think they were really supportive, and they were excited that I was, going for a STEM major because no one, from my family had that before. So I'd say overall, really, they were really supportive and excited.
Did they fully understand the value and potential of a STEM education?
I think they did. My dad didn't, have the chance to really have an education, but that's something he always wanted for me. So I think because he didn't have that opportunity, he valued it even more.
And did you encounter any cultural or generational differences between your family's expectations and academic pursuits?
At the very beginning, I think I was interested in kind of security and game design. I think a lot of people are interested in game design, and they pushed me more that security route. But I'm actually really happy they did because I ended up finding a real passion for it. And I think I'm much more passionate than I ever was actually about the game design route. So it kind of helped me find my niche. Yeah, I think there was a little pressure to go that route instead of the other, but it actually ended up being a really positive thing in the end.
Did you have any mentors or role models within your family or community who helped guide and support you as a first-gen student?
Yeah, I definitely think of my dad. He always, was a huge role model for me, worked just like extremely strong work ethic and like such strong discipline. So, I always try to channel him when I'm thinking about studying or getting through a hard course. And yeah, I think he was a huge role model for me.
How did your financial considerations impact your decision to pursue college as a first generation student?
The financial side is tough. I was lucky to have my family's support, but it was great to have CSU Channel Islands because I felt like we didn't have to compromise on the education, but it also wasn't expensive as some schools can be. So it was, really lucky to have that as an opportunity.
Were there any scholarships, grants, or financial aid opportunities especially available to first-gen students that you accessed?
Not that I accessed, and I probably should have taken more advantage of that. It's just, such a sea of paperwork to make it through. I think I did apply for one grant for, I'm forgetting the exact grant now. I think it was like $2,000 or so that I might have won, and that was still awesome, and that was a big help. But I can't remember. I think that was, I can't remember. I know it was during undergrad. I can't remember the exact year. I think it was junior year.
And did you face any financial obstacles, and how did you manage them?
Yeah, I mean, definitely had to. I was, lucky that I had a lot of support from my family, but then I also worked during my time at CSU Channel Islands to, pay for my education and for, anything extracurricular that I wanted to do. Those internships I talked about, luckily those were paid, so that was a big help too. So not only was I kind of preparing for the career later on, but getting paid for it as well. So that was huge as well.
What does being a first generation professional mean to you?
I'm really, proud of where I've gotten, and I'm really thankful for the support that I've had from my family as well as the community, professors. So it means a lot that I made it here.
Have you had the opportunity to mentor or support other first generation students?
It's hard because I don't always know if they're first generation or not. It's not typically a question I ask them, but I have had the chance to, mentor quite a few students and interns that I've had at my work here. So yes, kind of. I guess I could say I'm not entirely sure if they're first generation or not, though, because I haven't asked them to be entirely. Definitely, trying to just find their niche, find that area where they can shine. If you can find an area that you're really passionate about and where your talent stands out really kind of from the sea of everyone, then I think that you could be really successful with that. So that's one thing I try to share.
What advice would you give to other students or future professionals who may share the same experience as you?
Just try to stand out in all of your classes in undergrad, and that even if a class maybe isn't what you're interested in, try to, if you're able to take that project and make it about something you're interested in, then that can be a really good way to do better in the class, because then you're working on things you like, but also stand out to professors. For example, I'm really interested in security, but a lot of our computer science classes wouldn't necessarily be about security. Like we had a mobile, like designing a mobile app for a phone, but I would just try to, like every project where I had the chance choice to choose, I would just make that about security, and that made it more interesting for me, but maybe also stand out, help you stand out a little bit from other folks in the class.
If you could give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Just to keep moving forward, don't give up, but also, don't get lazy. You have to really kind of look for opportunities, and you have to apply for them well ahead of time. Like nothing's gonna fall in your laps. You really have to work. You really have to work at it, and that includes like even just getting the interview, getting the internship, the job, every opportunity to spend the time and prepare well ahead.
Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah, thank you.
That wraps up another episode of First Generation Professionals. A big thank you to Zane Gittins for sharing his journey from CSUCI undergrad to full-time cybersecurity professional and graduate student. Zane's story is a great reminder that being first gen means stepping into new territory. But with determination and support, you can turn opportunities into lasting success. Whether you're just starting or continuing your education, there's always room to grow and contribute in meaningful ways. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing it with your friends. Together, we're building a space where first-gen professionals are empowered and celebrated. This is Melissa, signing off and thanking you for tuning in. We'll catch you in the next episode. And don't forget, your path is yours to shape.